USA Radio News.
Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro was arrested after trying to board a flight at an airport in Nashville. Per an unsealed court document, Navarro was indicted on charges of contempt of Congress after repeatedly defying the orders of the House committee investigating the January 6 riot.
President Biden cannot decide what our rights as Americans are. That's not the role of the executive branch. He's picking and choosing to basically try to take our Second Amendment rights away.
That was Representative Chuck Fleischmann on Newsmax. His comments come after President Biden urged Congress to pass strict gun control laws. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Investigators are trying to unlock the iPhone belonging to the gunman of the Texas Elementary School mass shooting.
Authorities investigating the Texas school shooting have their hands on the gunman's iPhone. However, experts say it won't be easy to hack their way inside. Tech blogger Michael Garfield says Apple doesn't play ball with law enforcement, and that's been frustrating for investigators in the past. In this case, a judge granted permission to analyze text messages, photos, and videos. The phone is being analyzed by both the Texas Rangers and the FBI. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Carnival Mardi Gras rescued 16 people stranded at sea. It was on the last day of its 7-day journey when crew members spotted the tiny vessel off the coast of Cuba. The Cuban migrants were brought on board for safety. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
While answering questions at a press conference, President Joe Biden wished Tesla chief executive Elon Musk lots of luck on his trip to the moon.
Lots of luck on his trip to the moon.
This was all in response to a reporter asking him questions after Musk wrote in an email to executives at his Tesla company that he had a, quote, super bad feeling about the U.S. economy and needed to cut about 10% of jobs at the electric car maker. The president also compared Tesla to Ford.
Well, let me tell you, while Elon Musk is talking about that, Ford is increasing their investment overwhelmingly. I think Ford is increasing the investment in building new electric vehicles, 6,000 new employees, union employees, I might add, in the Midwest.
A billboard that says birds aren't real is raising eyebrows in Alabama. The message is connected to a movement that believes the U.S. government deliberately killed billions of birds and replaced them with drone replicas. The organization's founder told CBS 42 the billboard was not set up by his team. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.